Cerebral was leaking personal information, security folks are being targeted in attacks, and GitHub now requires 2FA. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morse, and this is ThreatWire for March 14th, 2023. This is your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. Let's go ahead and jump right into the news this week. Telehealth businesses have risen in popularity over the last 3 years, but they also serve as a cautionary tale. Last week, the FTC fined BetterHelp $7.8 million in a settlement for sharing sensitive medical data with advertisers such as Pinterest, Facebook, and Snapchat. Another one is Cerebral, a remote telehealth company who focuses on providing online therapy and medication for mental health conditions like ADHD, substance abuse, anxiety, and depression. The company just published a notice of HIPAA privacy breach for its 3.18 million customers due to invisible pixel trackers that they have been using from several third parties on their websites, apps, and other telehealth services. These kinds of trackers embedded on websites allow businesses like Cerebral to analyze how users interact with ads on other platforms, but it also gives third parties access to that information too. The invisible pixel trackers are from Google, Meta, TikTok, and others. They log data including sensitive medical information without patient consent. They have used these pixel trackers since October 12, 2019, and they discovered the HIPAA breach on January 3, 2023, meaning the data could have been shared with these third parties for almost 4 years. Leaked information varies depending on how much information you had shared with Cerebral, so it could be as little as your name and email address to as much as self-assessment information, treatment details, and health insurance. Payment data, SSNs, and banking information were not impacted. Cerebral included a full list of what kind of data could have been shared with these third parties, depending on if you just created an account, if you completed any surveys or form fills, or if you have signed up for a subscription plan. Cerebral removed and reconfigured any tracking pixels that did not meet those HIPAA requirements, and they recommend users change their password and sign up for credit monitoring while they are offering it for free. Mandiant has shared details about an ongoing hacking campaign that is connected to the North Korean government and is currently targeting security researchers. The attack started in June of 2022, and it uses phishing techniques to try and get inside the networks of companies the researchers work for, with the first of these targeting a US-based technology company. Attackers are using new malware dubbed TouchMove, Sideshow, and TouchShift, which they try to infect companies with, and they are using novel countermeasures to evade detection. In Mandiant's blog, they name UNC2970 as the threat actor group suspected of attribution. The group uses fake job recruitments on LinkedIn to lure security researchers into moving the conversation over to WhatsApp or email, and then deliver a backdoor called PlankWalk. Now, PlankWalk uses macros in Word documents to download additional payloads from a CNC server. Furthermore, the payload allows the attackers to deliver legitimate tools like Microsoft's Intune, which allows them to bypass normal endpoint protections. They can then deploy the new malware families that TouchMove, Sideshow, and TouchShift, which are so new that they have never been attributed to a threat group before. Mandiant believes that this new information means the group is either evolving or they are expanding their target landscape. So some takeaways from this information include making sure that your team uses MFA, use cloud-only accounts to access Azure Active Directory, and use separate accounts for email and browsing, and an admin account for the sensitive uses. Blocking macros, obviously, and setting up restrictions for access can help as well. Biggest of shout outs to my Patreon supporters, especially my golden s'mores and their fur babies, for making this show possible since we don't have ads on the show at all. And a big thank you to John, Kirk, Edward, Kate, Aaron, Veronica Explains, Okawat, and Homie for being a part of the s'mores at patreon.com/Shannon Morse. That's my new Patreon page where I will be posting all of the perks for patrons, including early access to this very video. If you are currently a patron on the Threatwire page, you can switch over to the new one so you don't lose access to your perks. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/Shannon Morse for everything from tech reviews to security tutorials. I've got a bunch of new videos on the channel, like I just recently talked about cookies and how to manage your cookies. Don't forget to like and subscribe to Hack 5 as well. Let's go ahead and finish out today's episode with my last top story all about GitHub. And by the way, my channel is about to hit 100,000 subscribers. So if you haven't subscribed to that channel yet, please do so, because I would love to have a party. That's the main reason I want to hit 100K. It's a great excuse to have a party. Okay, let's talk about GitHub. GitHub is making 2FA a requirement as of yesterday at time of recording, March 13th for some users, with continuous rollout to the rest of their user base by the end of the year. Okay, so this plan has actually been in the works for a while. Back in May of last year, GitHub announced their plans to require 2FA on all the developer accounts for anyone who contributes code to github.com. They plan this move to combat the constant attacks on supply chains that we have been seeing recently. While not perfect, MFA is a very strong defensive tool to combat things like social engineering attacks. So according to their post, only about 16.5% of users were using 2FA in May of last year. In December, GitHub announced the rollout would begin requirements in March of 2023, so now we're at that time frame. First, they will require users to set up 2FA if they are enterprise or organizational members, or they contribute code to any critical repos on github.com. GitHub is doing this rollout in multiple stages. So first, users will start getting notifications 45 days before required to add 2FA. Then, when the deadline to set it up lands, they will get daily reminders for about a week. After that week, some GitHub features will be disabled. Then, after 28 days, GitHub will prompt the user with a 2FA checkup to ensure that they can still access their account. GitHub has offered 2FA for a very long time as an optional setting, and requirements have already rolled out for some maintainers. This is not the first company to require 2FA on accounts either. For example, Apple just started requiring 2FA for iCloud backup and Drive about a month ago. I think of this as being something very, very positive, and hopefully we see more of it. I'm Shannon Morse, and I will see you on the internet.